Scott.
Well, listen, we're talking streaming services, and, well, they aren't what they used to be, and this is not your grandfather's streaming service anymore. Talking with Carrie Kleingartner, marketing specialist at Red River Communications. Got on the phone with me. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Boy, I'll tell you what, when you look at internet connectivity, everything else, this is something that just keeps growing and growing. And Red River Communications just seems to keep growing with it. That's pretty accurate, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Did you know the average home right now, the national average, is 25 connected devices per home?
That's insane. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Yeah, they just did a new research study, and, we see that on our network, too, is that people are just having more stuff in their homes now. I mean, just think about how many things. I just purchased some new kitchen appliances, and my stove is connected to the internet. My dishwasher tells me from my phone when my dishes are done. And, you know, I mean, there's just so many ways to be connected now. And each one of those devices that you add to your network is taking the bandwidth or the speed away from your network. And with Red River Communications, we actually just did an exercise. So if you were one of our new customers and you were looking and comparing the different packages and the speeds and the pricing out there, I want you to really take a look at what you're getting. I want to challenge everybody out there, especially in the Wapton and Breckenridge community, run a speed test. Really see what you're getting at your home and compared to the offerings that we have at Red River Communications. Right now, our lowest package is a half of a gig, and that is incredibly fast. And most households can run excellent on that, but that's just our lowest package. And, we really want people to see the difference, feel the difference, because as you connect all of those additional devices to your home, you're going to feel that on that slower speed that you're currently at. And that's not a way to live. I mean, you have to you got to make sure everything is working correctly. And I think what a lot of people find when they do connect with a fiber connection is that they didn't realize what they were missing out on before. Yeah.
And
you
and I have talked about that too. That seems to be the feedback, is like, you know, why did I wait this long to get this to get this kind of service? And getting back to what you were talking about, you know, you said the package on the lowest end. That is what I think is so neat about Red River Communications. You've got packages, you can kind of custom tailor it to each home, right?
Yes, absolutely. Right now our three main packages are a half a gig, a gig, and 2 gig. And, if you're going for that 2 gig, you guys are going to just be so incredibly lightning fast that you aren't even going to know what hits your home.
Right.
So it's your cameras are going to work better. Your streaming. Yeah, and I think we talked about this last time. It is not normal for your TV to buffer. I just want everybody to hear that. That's my PSA for the day.
Yes.
It is not normal for your TV to buffer.
We covered that last week. It's like, Bill, you know that's not right when you see that thing going round and round.
Not normal. No, it's really not. And, I guess it's the end of your TV show season. So, I mean, that's the last thing in the world that you want is to have your favorite shows, The Pitt, and all of those amazing shows that are out there right now to be buffering at the end. And there's nothing more frustrating.
Absolutely. So how do we get in on this fiber deal, and how do we get going faster with fiber?
Yeah, well, as you guys can tell from outside, it is beautiful and nice, and spring is here. So our crews are going to be starting to install services again in the ground. So give us a call, which our phone number is 701-553-8309. You can stop into one of our two offices. We have one in Abercrombie, and then the one that's convenient for the Wapton Breckenridge folks is out on Highway 13. We share a building with Buyer Insurance. And then, of course, the quickest and easiest way is to go to redrivercom.com, our website, and fill out one of our applications. Just click the Get Connected button, and it'll walk you through the process. It's super easy. And then our team will call you and make sure that you're on your way to a fiber connection.
Going faster with fiber Sherry, always great to talk with you. And listen, you have a great day. You have a great week. And Kerry, we'll talk next week. All right.
Sounds great, Bill. Take care.
You bet. Kerry Kleingartner, marketing specialist with Red River Communications. We talk with our friends here every Tuesday. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Brazil has just finished harvesting another very large crop of soybeans, while Argentina's harvest is just getting started. Mike Davis has more.
Dr. Michael Cordonier, president of Soybean and Corn Advisor Incorporated, estimates the Brazilian yield at 179 million tons.
So it's been a good season, a little bit of a delayed in the planting, but the weather was very good in the northern part of the country, especially the state of Mato Grosso, and some of the other states have record yields. It wasn't quite as high as anticipated because that southern state, Rio Grande do Sul, had some dry weather in January and February. But in general, it's looking pretty good.
Behind that harvest, Cordonier says the Safrina corn crop is now in the ground after a late start due to rain.
I mean, any corn planted late runs a risk of very low yields. So I have the crop at 132 million tons with a neutral to lower bias. And we won't know for sure what happens until we see the rainfall in April and May. But certainly it is at risk.
In Argentina, the soybean harvest is just getting underway.
Soybeans are 2.5% harvested. Good early yields are being reported, 50 to 60 bushels per acre in the core production area. And the soybeans are now rated 47% good to excellent. About a month and a half ago, they were down in the low 20% range, good to excellent. But they've been getting better and better as the late rains have helped the later developing soybeans.
Cordonier says Argentina's corn crop is just over 20% harvested, with wet weather slowing the progress. I'm Mike Davis.
Interest and concern continue regarding this year's winter wheat crop, but the degree is based on both progress and location. Rod Bain has the story.
Winter wheat crop progress and interest in such continues. According to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey,
of the states reporting heading progress on April 12th, and there are seven of them, every single one is heading out at a faster than normal pace. That is largely due to some of this very warm weather we've been experiencing from March into April.
With 11% of the crop headed by April 12th, 3 percentage points ahead of last year's pace. Turning to winter wheat crop conditions as of April 12th,
we did see a slight overall decline in condition, now 34% good to excellent, 32% very poor to poor. A week ago, those numbers were 35% and 31% respectively.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Hey, good morning. Currently, got a cloudy sky. We're at 41 degrees. Quintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Trump administration approved major disaster declaration requests for at least seven states this week. According to information released Saturday by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, allowing affected communities to access federal support, about 15 requests for assistance from other states and